The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How?
I
can't laugh. It hurts.
Yes. Everything hurts.
I'm good. You doing all right?
I'm still alive. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
still
right?
Still kicking. That's
it. If you keep saying it over and over again, it makes you feel good, right?
I'm a lottery winner. No,
yeah, I don't think that's the way it works, but hey, no. Here we are.
All right, what we got on this week's show, Vince?
Avengers Doomsday, JFK, Ukraine, Argentina, and top 10 inappropriate funeral songs.
That's right.
Timing. All right. Mr. Timing. Yay. Over here.
Yeah. All right, you want to get us some TV news? We can be done with this thing as quick as possible.
Yes.
All right, we have more casting for the Harry Potter TV series. I think I'm okay with this one. Nick Frost is going to be Hagrid.
I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And what do we have? Lithgow is Dumbledore?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I'm okay with those two, I guess. Because the one actor that played Hagrid did pass, right?
Oh, did he?
I believe so.
I think he did.
I think so. I think that's why they had to recast. So, speaking of castings, the Malcolm in the Middle revival has started shooting, and they have recast Dewey. Actor Caleb Clark looks similar to the original actor, but of course the original actor wants nothing to do with Hollywood and said, no, fuck you. I don't care about the money. Leave me alone. So,
yay.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. We're getting the Friday the 13th prequel series. We now have a name, Crystal Lake. I mean, I guess kind of makes sense. But guess who they've cast as Pamela Voorhees, Vince?
Who?
Linda Cardellini. Dalma from the Scooby-Doo movies.
So they went young. Well,
yes.
On the young end of, okay.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. It's she's hot.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
I always
she's
don't
a good,
go for
good
the
good actress.
I don't always go for the Dago Wops, but
oh yes you do.
Yeah, you're right. God damn it.
You have a type. Black with a giant forehead or a wop. That's it. We're getting this is from Netflix. We're getting a live action Scooby-Doo series. It will be 8 episodes, and here is the tagline so everybody can just shit on it immediately. Are you ready?
No.
During their final summer at camp, old friends Shaggy and Daphne get embroiled in a haunting mystery surrounding a lonely ghost Great Dane pup that may have been a witness to a supernatural murder. Together with the pragmatic and scientific towny Velma and the strange but ever so handsome new kid Freddy, they set out to solve a case that is pulling each of them into a creepy nightmare that threatens to expose all their secrets. This is done by Greg Berlanti Productions. This is a guy that did Riverdale and all the Arrowverse, Flashverse shows.
Can they quit making Fred stupid?
Right? They always made him... Well, he's the straight white guy. He's dumb as a bag of hammers.
Yeah.
So,
can we stop doing that? Can they all be like?
I'm just wondering which
competent?
Is
going to
be the black guy. Will Scooby be black? I don't. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Can they all be relatively competent and have their own flaws and strengths?
And not a street pooper like the one.
Yeah.
Velma series.
Yeah, be kind of serious about it. I mean, the comedy relief came with the cartoon dog that could talk. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Roraggy, yes.
And the fucking stoner.
Yeah. Which I'm sure he will be again. So
can we keep that? Can we keep that going?
I would like so, but we'll see. Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
The Buffy the Vampire sequel series looks like it's closer to a pilot at Hulu. It looks like it will focus on a new Slayer, a cerebral 16-year-old who's very smart but a bit of a loner. Her buddies will include Hugo, an out-and-proud nerd who comes from money, and Gracie, a young expert on vampires who is an acolyte of Sarah Michelle Gellar's character Buffy. Because you just gotta cram a gay in there somewhere.
Nobody's gonna watch that.
No, well, some people will, and then it hasn't even a pilot yet, but it'll get a pilot. So, all right, let's get to some movie news. Vince, we have our Jor-El for the upcoming Superman movie. Of course, originally was Marlon Brando, correct?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Well, son of Jor-El, kneel before Zod, snoochie poochies.
Right. So yeah, Bradley Cooper is going to be Jor-El. Marvel news: the Blade reboot with Mahershala Ali.
With
yes, throwing the Coke bottle off the side of the world.
Yeah.
On indefinite hold, if not canceled altogether. So don't look for that to ever happen. There's only one Blade, and his name is Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's it.
Real simple.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marvel castings, they released the cast for Avengers Doomsday. X-Men characters are back.
The what?
Patrick Stewart, James Marsden, Rebecca Romijn, Ian McKellen, Alan Cumming, and Kelsey Grammer are all reprising their X-Men roles for Avengers Doomsday. We're getting the good Beast.
I'm okay with that.
I am too. Because you know, that it could be a... How was the... Was it the Doctor Strange movie where Wanda killed all the Illuminati?
Yes.
And they're like, we've cast these, and then, you know, they're gone in 30 seconds. It could be something like that, but we don't know. We have a release date now for the Legend of Zelda movie. March 2027, sorry, will be distributed by Sony Pictures. So,
Sony Pictures, huh? Am I going to get my Popeye movie?
Why does Nintendo and Sony working together?
Can I get my?
That's kind of caught my eye.
Can I get my Goon movie?
Right. No, we'll never get that. We'll never get Popeye. Well, you know, all the stuff we actually want.
Yeah.
Last thing for movie news this week: the Sundance Movie Festival, which has been held in Park City, Utah, for Christ since its inception decades ago now, leaving Utah. And we'll be moving to Boulder, Colorado, starting in 2027. So,
why?
They didn't really say, but a lot of the media outlets in Utah are not happy about this, obviously. So, I don't know. All right, let's get to some comic book news. DC Comics has extended Absolute Martian Manhunter from 8 issues to 12. Apparently, it's selling quite well, with the possibility of it going into an ongoing after that. So it's one of those, hey, just started as a mini, but it's actually selling and doing well. We're going to extend it. If it keeps doing well, we'll extend it again. We, you know, making money.
Can you believe that shit? So,
it's weird. You can tell it's a Warner Brothers thing because they're trying to make money. So Marvel. It's finally, they've done they've done one thing that's really stupid. Your new Venom is Mary Jane.
Watson?
Because they've just decided to completely fuck over Spider-Man. But the good thing they've done, because that's retarded, is they've taken a long-standing but stagnant villain. They haven't done anything with this character in years, right? And that's Baron von Strucker.
Right.
Obviously, old Hydra guy. They've updated him. He will now be called Weapon Exile. He He had his mind put into a life model decoy of Wolverine. So he has Strucker's like strategic mind and cunning, along with the Wolverine claws and the rage. And he'll be able to use adamantium-based powers that they'd not tapped into yet in Marvel Comics. So it's taking a character trying to update it. That is good. Instead of like, we did make him black and shit.
And gay.
Or gay. Yeah, because black people with purple hair, that makes sense. And shit. So, yeah, they're actually trying something. That's that will weird. Be in the Weapon X-Men series. So we'll see.
That's odd. They're trying to, like, give shit to the fans?
Yeah, right? I don't know what's gotten into Marvel.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week, Ninja Turtles Mutant Nation 5, King Spawn 43, Exceptional X-Men 7, Dick Tracy issue 8, Thundercats Lost issue 1, Silverhawks issue 2, One World Under Doom issue 2, G.I. Joe issue 5, and Space Ghost number 11. Space Ghost is a really good book. All right, let's get on to some wrestling news here. I don't have much, but starting this year, the WWE is going to include matches into the Hall of Fame. The first match going into the Hall of Fame is Stone Cold versus Bret Hart from WrestleMania 13. Basically the match that made Stone Cold. So eventually, I'm sure, you know, we'll get the TLC match with the Hardys, Edge and Christian, and the Dudleys. There will be so many matches that they can put in singular matches that can go on forever. So, okay, next thing here. Saraya, a.k.a. Paige, has announced that she is leaving AEW. She said it's mutual. She was able to get back in the ring, which is what she wanted to do, and help the division. She's like, the division is so strong, they don't need my help anymore. I'm going to go off and do other things. So, there you go. Mark Henry has announced he has signed a WWE Legends deal, so I'm sure he'll be in the 2K game as DLC sometime. Reports are now coming out saying that Warner Brothers Discovery is very satisfied and happy with how AEW is doing, both revenue and ratings. So they did a Minecraft tie-in for the movie last week, apparently, and Warner Brothers is beyond happy with how AEW is doing. So any reports that, oh, their ratings are shit, they're going to get canceled. No. Corporate is very happy. So there you go. Gail Kim, along with a bunch of other people in upper management of TNA, was fired this week. The Gail Kim firing apparently took the locker room by shock. A lot of them are unhappy, with some already telling TNA management they will not re-sign with the company once their new deals are done. Apparently, Tony Khan has already reached out to Gail Kim, possibly to help with AEW's women's division. So,
no shit.
Yeah. She was like the driving force behind it and would be a very smart business move to hire her.
So why'd they fire her?
Apparently the rumor is her and, like, she was running the women's division. There was a guy running, excuse me, the men's division, and they were kind of clashing on creative. And so Anthem, that owns it, told the guy that oversees it, hey, you got to pick one, you know, fire the other one. And he said, fuck it, and fired them both.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's the rumor going around.
If your fucking management can't get along.
Well, that means it should have been his job to step in and fix it instead of, nope, I just don't get rid of the problems. Right. You know, it sounds like bad management from up top.
So. Right.
But yeah, she'll be quickly signed by AEW probably. So, all right. That's all I got for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of games?
Negro Gaiden hits 2 million players, beating Origins and Odyssey launches.
Well, yeah, everybody wants to see how bad it is.
They're hate playing it.
Yeah.
Publisher
this ain't no samurai sword. This is just a big chicken leg.
Shit. Publisher Slytherin has been making big moves in strategy game space in recent times, of promising more titles targeting specific niches. An upcoming release like Broken Arrow. Now we could be looking at another Heroes of Might and Magic spiritual successor with Stormbinders. Comes out April 10th. Dynamic weather conditions, diverse factions and units. I love me a 4X.
Yeah.
I might be looking into that.
How about we just get a good PvE survival game?
Well, you said PvE. Mike Morhaime announces Wildgate, a PvP shooter about space pirates.
Yeah.
You like space pirates?
Do I?
You like grave robbers?
Am I?
Indiana Jones and the Great Circle comes to PlayStation 5 April 17th.
Oh, it's already on Xbox.
Yeah, but we're getting it now. It looks okay.
It was day one Game Pass. You could get it for free. Yeah, apparently gameplay looks good. It's a good game. So,
Metroid Prime 4 Beyond came out 3/27/25. Metroid Prime, yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't we have
Samus in Fortnite yet, by the way? Oh, never mind, because it's a Nintendo thing. Never mind.
Yeah, but Fortnite's in Nintendo.
Mm. True.
Let's see. Neo-Noir action game, The Precinct, announces May release date.
Might have to look into that one.
It's like top-down, kind of old-school GTA.
Okay.
But it's not top-down. It's more like a third-person up above.
Right.
The Precinct is all about navigating the brutal day-to-day of police work in 1980s America. God, I hope they're singing.
That's a cop rock reference for those of you playing along at home. Please. We would play that.
Oh, I'd buy that in a minute. You'll have to deal with gang wars, white collar crime, and police corruption, all in the name of justice and singing. This involves a variety of different tasks, such as patrolling the streets of Brno City, stopping all manners of crime, such as parking violations, drug deals, and bank robbers. Stay safe out there. Yeah. Fucking sign me up.
Yeah, we would play that. Yeah.
Oh, in a second.
At the criminal.
Shadow of Mordor's Nemesis system was only created because WB Games wanted something to combat Batman Arkham Asylum's secondhand sales.
Huh.
This is coming from the executive at Warner Brothers. You know, 15 years later.
Right. Yeah.
Game Informer.
I'll get right on that.
Right. You like Game Informer? It's back. Game Informer. It's back.
I miss magazines.
I miss that too. I miss getting them in the mail.
I miss Game Sharks. Game Genie.
Last thing I got is Tencent acquires 25% stake in Ubisoft's new gaming subsidiary.
Nah. The frogs and the chinks. Great. That's great.
Ooh. Oh, I like frogs,
nothing. Nothing I said was wrong.
I like frogs, maybe though.
Worded. The only thing I had for video games is what?
Fortnite.
Oh, what about
OG?
I didn't have this.
OG Season 3 just came out.
Oh, that's right.
And everyone missed it.
50-50, 50 versus 50. It's sweaty as hell.
I haven't played it yet.
The next season of Fortnite is completely Star Wars themed. With apparently the Emperor is rumored to be a skin.
The next season?
Yes. Or wait, what?
It had to be the season, right? Not the chapter.
Happy season. No, it'll be season.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had that. Did we have that?
They do it every year, but this time, remember, it was like a limited event last year, but this time it will be a whole season of Star Wars.
No, man, that's kind of stupid.
And guess who's coming to Call of Duty?
Who?
Jay and Silent Bob or Bluntman and Chronic? The skins will be available in Call of Duty. Yeah.
there's a 6'4" tall drink of water that we both know and love.
Yes.
Who has been playing Call of Booty.
Uh-huh.
Black Ops 6.
Now he can Snoochie Boochie Call of Duty.
Oh my god. He'll be buying those skins, I guarantee it.
Oh yeah.
And I'll probably just give him money to do it too.
I'll use my futsal money to do it.
I'll use my soccer money. we got soccer money.
That's all I have.
That's all I got.
All right, let's get into some music news. A passing here. Brian James, who helped spark the punk revolution in the UK in the 70s as lead guitarist and songwriter for The Damned, passed away at the age of 70.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. The only other thing I have is singer Sean Kingston and his mother were found guilty of wire fraud in their $1 million federal trial. The jury deliberated for 3 hours in Broward County, Florida, to find the 35-year-old singer and his mother guilty on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and four counts each of wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. Sentencing will be July 11th.
Oh, is that
they're
it?
Going away. Yeah, they're going away. So that's it. That's all I got for music news. We'll take a break, play Song of the Week. I don't know exactly which song we're playing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
Well, I mean, we had a request, but it was only 30 seconds.
Right. Well, we had another request, too. But what's his name? Brian James from The Damned died, so I might be playing a Damned song. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll play something.
You'll be happy about it, goddammit.
Yeah, you will. And we'll plug our friends, and when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 inappropriate funeral songs.
Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag join the Mark Order. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
Woot.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, we're great. Let's get the show over with. All right. Let's get this over with.
I'm totally down.
All right. Time for our top 10 inappropriate funeral songs. Man, what a pick.
Mr. Timing over here.
Mr. Timing. That's absolutely. All right, Vince. Start us with your number 10.
I just want to preface that these could be interchanged with like number one. You know what I mean? This is particular order, but here's my number 10. I just saw the gayest guy on earth, Anal Cunt. And in fact, the entire fucking list could have been Anal Cunt.
That's true. There you go. That's a good number 10. My number 10, Bad Day, Daniel Powder.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
it's a bad day.
Yeah, so you had a bad day. Now you're in a box. All right, number 9.
Get Off, Prince. That's not right.
That's hilarious. Let's see. My number 9 here, I'm Still Standing, Elton John.
Yeah. You went the irony.
Yes.
That direction. Yes, no, that's not. Yeah. No, I like that.
That's all good. Right, number 8.
Last Caress, Misfits.
Ah, see, this is where I got bodies by Drowning Pool.
Sure.
You know.
It's right.
Sticking with the humor theme. All right, number six.
And speaking of dead people, Invisible Guest, King Diamond.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, that's a Clerks 2 throwback. All right.
Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm. I do. Let's see. My number six, Hot in Here, Nelly.
That's awful.
I know it. Number five.
Speaking of hot, My Ass is on Fire, Mr. Bungle.
We're never going to be allowed to go to any of these. You know, right? Well, if my number six was Hot in Here, my number five, of course, has to be A Cold as Ice, Foreigner.
Sure.
Yeah. You know.
And it's fucking Foreigner, so.
Yeah. All right, number four.
Pussy, Lords of Acid.
This is where I have the, of course, Man of the Box, Alice in Chains. Mm-hmm. You have to have that one on there. Come on.
Sure.
All right, number three.
Bobby Brown Goes Down by Frank Zappa.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a deep cut. All right.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's stick with my humor here. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Wham.
Sure.
You know.
Why not?
Why not? Just, hey, wake me up. You guys leaving? I want to go. Yeah. Yeah. All right, number two.
The obligatory David Allan Coe Whips and Things.
Yep.
Yep. Banger fucking Sally. At the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's just laying there. It's weird. Wait, what? My number two, Stayin' Alive, Bee Gees. Come on now.
That's,
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, I think we skipped one, bud.
Yeah, we did. All right. So, all right. Number two. My list is interchangeable anyway. Number two.
Fuck Away the Pain, Peaches.
There you go. The one apparently I skipped, Zombie, Cranberries.
Oh, yeah. It was meant to be.
How could I forget that one? All right. Now, number one.
Pop That Pussy, Baby. Two Live Crew.
Yeah. I will go the complete other direction with I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, that's nice. It's still the same color, though.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some listener picks here. Roboto came in with Highway to Hell, Hell's Bells, Another One Bites the Dust, Staying Alive, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, Bodies, and Dust in the Wind.
Wow.
Short Timmy came in with Everything Dies or Anything by Typo. So
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just do the whole album.
Yeah.
I get it.
Ronnie came in with Cold as Ice, Hell's Bells, Highway to Hell, Pump It by Electric Callboy, or Val Venus's WWE theme, Hello Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And Baza finishes us off here with I'm Sorry You're All a Bunch of Cunts by Seldom Family. So, that might win. So. Very nicely done.
My back hurts again.
Alright. Alright. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. That was fun. That was fun. All right.
Good timing.
Yep. I'm nothing. Good timing. All right. All right. Let's go to Did You See This Clown World? Well, we're going to start with, I guess, good news, Vince. The U.S. has suspended financial contributions to the World Trade Organization. Good. Quit giving these fuckers money.
Until some judge says, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
How am I supposed to get paid if you do that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Next thing here. So CBS tried to do a gotcha hit piece on ICE, right? This was in Boston. After ICE officials in Boston said that illegals that have been charged with child rape in Massachusetts are repeatedly being released from jail with ridiculously low bail. So CBS tried to make it sound like ICE was lying and they actually looked into it. Well, they had to admit in their report that ICE was telling the truth. They found multiple instances of illegals arrested for child rape let off with bail at $7,500 and one that was even given bail of $500. The ICE detainers was ignored in every case. That's where they're supposed to call ICE to detain them to, you know, trial or they're deported. But in every case, they were denied because sanctuary laws. Child rapists. I can think of ways to fix it.
They're defending it.
Yeah. Who's defending the kid fuckers? Because you get to go in feet first, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're defending it. They're... Well, ICE is just being mean to people that have sex with children.
Yeah, that's what CBS was trying to do, and they're like, oh, shit. No, they're telling the truth there. Fuck.
Yeah, no, you're defending child. Yeah.
Yep. All right. I enjoy my congressman. I have one of the good ones here. Kentucky Congressman Vince Thomas Massey. Guess what he introduced on Wednesday?
Oh, I don't know what.
The Dual Loyalty Disclosure Act, which would require candidates for federal office to disclose both their possession of dual citizenship and the foreign country to which their dual citizenship is held.
That's amazing. So, yeah. It's all going to be Israel.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, he introduced the act, which, of course, has to go through committees and all this. It'll never get passed because a certain tiny hat group of people doesn't want you to know how many dual citizenships are in your federal government, which is absolutely frightening. Yeah, like
more than there needs to be.
Yeah.
You wonder why we're spending money, all this money to Israel. It's because half of them are running the fucking country.
Yes. So.
Oh, again, fuck the Jews, by the way.
Yeah.
I just want to get out there.
Weekly. It seems like other world leaders, Vince, are following suit to declassify documents. Like Trump did with the JFK stuff. The president of Argentina has ordered all records declassified and released regarding all Nazis who migrated to Argentina during and after World War II. By the way, this includes a really famous guy that had a little tiny mustache. Because he was there. He didn't die in a bunker in Berlin, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, that's fucked up. All these German-speaking Argentinians, you know?
There's literally entire villages of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, German-speaking in Argentina. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun to read. Speaking of declassifying stuff, Trump has ordered the immediate declassification of all FBI files relating to the Crossfire Hurricane deal, which, for those of you that don't know, that was the old Russia collusion hoax. So he wants all of that declassified and released immediately.
Good. Good. Hope it's not all fucking redacted.
Right. That's the thing. There was a big to-do this week about an editor from The Atlantic accidentally being brought in on a government strategy call on the Signal
accidentally.
App. Yeah. Dems are losing their shit about it. But, you know, he didn't say shit when Hunter was sitting in on national security things for Biden. Just saying. But even The Atlantic themselves had to report what they were privy to was not war plans and nothing was classified. It was not war plans against Yemen or any other country. It was just basically a government signal thing that they shouldn't have been on.
They use Signal. The government uses it.
Yeah, the Biden team implemented that. Yeah.
Who cares?
They're trying to make a big, Hegseth's got to resign. Gabby, what's her name? Tulsi?
Nobody's leaving.
Nobody's leaving.
It's refreshing to see motherfuckers who say this shit outside to people, you know, when they're campaigning, and then they're saying the exact same shit on an app.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, they're not hypocrites. Right. Amazing. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, it's so all the Democrats going, well, they need to resign. Like, where were you when, you know, the last 3 years?
Yeah, drink bleach.
When the kid sniffer was really not running the show.
Right.
Yeah, right. So you don't have a leg to stand on. So All right. A 7.7 earthquake hit Southeast Asia this week. Bangkok apparently is an emergency zone. They're saying something like 1,600 fatalities. It's just really bad over there. So if you're willing to open up your home to a ladyboy, now would be the time. So.
No, am I?
Yeah, I know you are. So. Replace your other one. Wait, what? Hey, I do it. Let's see. Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water. You know, that thing that causes cancer.
That's all right.
Yeah. England now has a two-tier justice system. A sentencing council rejected the justice secretary's plea to ditch the new guidelines that could favor ethnic minorities in court. Set to launch in April, the rules urge judges to weigh a criminal's ethnicity, culture, and faith before sentencing. So if you're white and Christian, you're fucked. They can sentence you harsher than a black Muslim. I guess they should just switch the song there in England to Allah Save the King now, right?
So when are you limey fucks going to start doing anything?
Yeah. I mean, they've taken away your damn steak knives.
Yeah.
You know, blunt steak knife.
You got a license for that fork? Oi.
No, I got this bang.
Yeah.
Revolution started. Cool.
Oh, it's a little 410. It's a 410 handgun. There's no ballistics.
It'll work.
Yeah.
Vince, you I think you sent me this. The CIA, where they accidentally released that file saying that the Ark of the Covenant is in Ethiopia.
I don't think it was accident.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was just in a like file dump, and somebody was looking through and go, so the Ark of the Covenant is in Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Which people have said for years and years that it's where it was.
For years, yeah.
So you're saying that the Ark of the Covenant was real? So that means a whole lot of other stuff's real then, right?
Well, they used remote viewing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's fake. Like, they use it all the time.
Yeah. I need sometimes remote viewing to find the remote. I lose
it sometimes. You're paying for them to do remote viewing.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, apparently it's real and it's over there. So, Vince, one of your favorite people, old Ben Shapiro.
Oh, I love that guy. Oy vey.
Came under fire this week for saying that people should just accept the official word on who killed JFK and that he doesn't really care about who did it because it was so long ago. But man, if you mention wooden doors, Red Cross numbers, the USS Liberty, he'll lose his shit. But, you know, because that wasn't that long ago, right?
Right.
Wow. Speaking of the JFK stuff, Representative Anna Paulina claims that NBC is hiding a tape of Oswald standing near the motorcade showing he was not the shooter. Roger Stone has also confirmed that NBC has held this film since the day of the shooting. Yeah. Oops. I wonder on whose orders they hit it. CIA, FBI. Johnson. Yeah.
Oy vey.
Get ready for a bunch of hit pieces on RFK Jr. Would you like to know why?
I would.
He's planning to ban pharmaceutical ads on TV.
Good.
This will take away TV's main source of income. Because if you notice, almost everything on TV is either sponsored by Pfizer or it's a damn drug commercial. If all that's taken away... Yeah, so get ready for a lot of hit pieces on RFK, so they're, you know, because all the TV people are going to be big mad that he's taking away the money.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring back Saturday morning cartoons.
And the Marlboro Man. Cigarette ads on TV, damn it. Yeah. Cigarette vending machines. I miss the old days.
Yeah, remember Spuds McKenzie?
Yep.
Remember Joe Camel?
Yeah, I was getting ready. That's where I was going. Yep. I miss Saturday morning cartoons. All right. Jesus. Apparently Democrats are, or certain Democrats are retarded. Let's just call it retarded. Yeah. Representative Jamie Raskin says Trump wants to annex Canada and make Elon its leader. Just a complete detachment from actual reality.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have X anymore, so.
Right. Yeah, he sold it to himself.
Well, BlackRock owns part of it now, too, so.
Yes, the Tiny Hats own, yeah. So, there you go.
Yay.
Vince, I have good news. I think it's good news. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has vowed to eliminate FEMA.
Oh, yeah?
Because here, now, hear me out. Here's my thinking. FEMA, big federal thing, right? Sucks. Hurts the young people. Don't give a fuck about actual people. All that resources could go into individual states for more localized disaster relief.
Right.
You know, the people that actually know the area, not, oh, you hillbillies over there in North Carolina, you got those supplies up there? Let me roto wash them off because I'm FEMA and I hate you because you're Republican. So, yeah. So, we don't know if that's going to happen, but she would like to. Vince, we found another thing the USA spent money on.
What?
It has been brought to light that USAID paid Time Magazine $4 million to name Zelensky Person of the Year. That's called propaganda, kids, paid by your tax money.
So they paid them to be so how many other people paid them to be Person of the Year?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy that they found out about it.
So, how much did Taylor Swift pay?
Right.
To be Person of the Year.
Now, sometimes I don't know if it's, you know, like they, like Zelensky obviously had to be a pay because it was propaganda brainwashing.
Doesn't matter. Now that the cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, exactly.
How much did Donald Trump pay?
Exactly. About tree fitting.
Donald Trump was Person of the Year. Taylor Swift was Person of the Year. The Spirit of Ukraine was Person of the Year. Elon Musk. Come on. Wait, were these all?
Couldn't have been all. It might have been finalists for.
Maybe it's finalists. Hold on, let me look that up. No, these were all People of the Year. How much did they pay?
Yep. Because it's a buy your own award thing, so.
Right.
Next thing here, Trump has actually got a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. It's a small one. It's against energy infrastructure and anything in the Black Sea that will ensure safe commercial shipping and protection of infrastructure. It's a first step. It is an actual ceasefire. We ain't going to bomb your energy. You don't bomb us. And Black Sea is off limits to everybody. It's a start. Let's see. Former State Department official Mike Benz says, this is where the ceasefire might not last long. NATO is actively preparing for war with Russia and is currently building its largest military facility ever. They are moving fighter jets and drones out of Germany and into Romania, where this is being built. The new base will be twice the size of NATO's largest base that they have now. Germany has come out and demanded Russia ceasefire against Ukraine with no concessions, which ain't going to happen. UK and France have said they are ready to put their soldiers on the ground in the UK, and this will be called, quote, a deterrence force. No, that's World War III, is what it is. Last thing I have here, Vince. Zelensky did an interview this week, and something that came out has caught everybody's attention. He said, quote, Putin will die soon and everything will end. This is a fact. The very next day, one of the cars in Putin's motorcade did in fact explode. He was in another town when it happened, though.
Putin just needs to go in there and just fucking carpet bomb the entire country. I know he's trying to save some of it, but he just needs to go in there and just destroy the fuck out of it. That's what needs to happen. I don't know.
So Zelensky was like, oh, he's going to die soon. I have it on good effect. This is a fact. I have it on good authority. And then the car explodes the next day.
Right.
Uh-huh. So they tried to assassinate Putin.
Yeah. But Putin ain't got a hair on his ass, and he's a WEF puppet. So this is all just a fucking show.
It's for show. Yep. Yep. All right. You got any final thoughts there for today?
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy. And do back stretches.
Yes, do back stretches.
Holy
fuck. Do some yogurt. If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Breathe when you stretch.
Yes.
That's a big thing. You know, if you don't breathe, you pass out. And then you fall and you get hurt again.
Right.
Big fucking deal. Hopefully we'll talk to everybody next week.
Yeah, no shit.
Bye.
Bye.